If in the event, or let's say that you're unable to take your animals with you when you do leave, there are a lot of different things or a lot of different ways, and a lot of folks have a lot of different opinions on what's the best way to handle that situation. Let's start from the decision of whether do you leave your, you know, whether or not to leave your animals inside the barn, if you have a barn, or turn them out in the pasture. A lot of different ways to look at that one. We'll start from, let's say we want to turn them out in the pasture. Are they in a metal or wooden facility, you know, that could potentially have flying debris just right there where they are if something happens to it, versus do you put them out in the pasture with other flying debris that who knows where it comes from? Again, there's not necessarily a right or wrong answer. All the literature you'd read on this tells you, you make your best decision or choice, because certainly if you've got them out in pastures that are anywhere close to electrical lines, electrical wires, things like that, those wires get down, certainly that's an issue. Flying debris from anywhere, you know, out in the pasture, again, could pose its own problem. The advantage, one advantage, if we will, to putting them out in a pasture is you can certainly put out ample hay or forage, you know, that they, you know, pre-baled forage that you could put out for them. Hopefully, in theory, ample water in large water tanks or stock tanks that you could prepare ahead of time that all the animals could have access to. That's one of the negative downsides to leaving them in a barn, is that you can't always rely on your automatic waterers to provide them ample water. They can go without feed for a little while. You deprive them of water, that's when you really, really, really get into major issues with them. So folks need to realize that your automatic watering system does not guarantee that those horses living in individual stalls will have water. The water shuts off, electricity shuts off, a lot of issues. So leaving horses up in a stall and leaving them, you're faced with that situation. Can you put large trash cans in there that hopefully would provide water for 2 to 3 days and hoping you can get back in 2 to 3 days and things like that? So those are some decisions. If you choose to leave them in the barn, there are some certainly rules of thumb to follow. You want to try to leave, again, some volume of hay, not volume of feed or grain or concentrate in their stall, but certainly a volume of hay so they've got something to eat on until you can return, and hopefully adequate water. But the other thing that, again, folks need to realize is you really need to shut all the power off to that barn when you leave, as far as shutting down the breaker, turning off the electrical supply, which again, in the heat of the summer, or the heat of the fall, whenever it's hot, it's a really hard thing to think, well, I'm gonna turn off all my fans on these horses and leave. But what folks don't realize is when the power's off, and let's say the power is restored before you get back, there's a power surge that can cause sparks and cause a fire. We all know, you know, just kind of like you can see around me, there's a few cobwebs here and there, highly flammable, and sparks can set them on fire real quick. So folks need to remember to shut down the power. The other thing, if you decide to leave them home with you, again, like I said, there's a lot of things to consider, but if you decide to leave them home and you do have to evacuate, one thing that is highly recommended is that you do have this information kit we talked about a little earlier that has all their information, their health medical records, their identification papers and things like that, that you leave that in a place that if a rescue worker, a volunteer, or somebody was able to get back to your property before you did, they would have some information about your animals, their feeding schedule, where my feeds are, things like that. Have that information readily available. Another real good rule of thumb, again, that, you know, we learn a lot of things as we do survive through other types of disasters, but take sheets of plywood and spray paint on them in bright neon orange or some color that's very visible. Have horses or have animals on this property and put on a number that you have, or we have animals, we're okay if you stay there, or have animals need help immediately. Make two of these signs, one to put out at the front of your driveway that people driving by the property can see the sign that says, have animals need help. They know that you're there. Also, the other one that a lot of folks don't realize until it's too late is take one of these sheets of plywood and lay it down on the ground so it can be read from the air. As helicopters and search planes are flying over, they can look down and say, okay, there's a sign that family's in need of help. We need to get down there if possible. So those are some things to certainly think about. The other thing, again, have medical information, not only their treatments, but attending veterinarians who, if somebody does get back to your house before you do and they see something that's wrong, who can they call or who do they need to call for you on your behalf? Certainly, again, if you've left them in a very prominent place in your barn facility, you need to leave instructions on how rescue workers or disaster workers can get a hold of you, whether it's cell phones, relatives out of town, something like that, so they know how to contact you in the event something is wrong with your animals before you get back.